Hello and welcome to Being Well. I'm Forrest Hansen. There is a lot of advice out there. Much of it is complicated and it can be challenging sometimes to find simple things to focus our attention on. Sometimes it's nice to have one simple thing to focus on each day, just one thing to do for your personal well-being and development. As we continue to interview some fantastic experts, we're asking them for their just one thing. Just one thing that they do each day for their own well-being. So here's Just One Thing with Dr. Kelly McGonigal. What's the most important thing that you do inside your own mind each day for your own well-being?
Yeah, this is not going to surprise you. Before I get out of bed in the morning, I think about my values. And I've been doing this, I feel like I started in the early 2000s. So maybe at least 15 years I've been doing this, which means I'm very well-trained. And I almost never miss a day, like maybe one or two a year. And it's so important because before I get out of bed, this literally takes a minute or two. This is not a huge production. I'm able to draw my attention to what I know is likely to happen that day, what my tasks are, what my focus is, and the qualities I want to bring to it, as well as noticing anything that's going on inside of myself. You know, if I'm dealing with something I'm anxious about, or if I'm feeling there's conflict in a relationship that's on my mind, I have a sense of what I want to bring to those difficulties as well. And it often will be a single word like enthusiasm or courage or contribution. And I cannot tell you how useful that practice is in orienting me throughout the day. And then I often will do a review at the end of the day and try to think like, okay, that was a great moment where I really was able to contribute and I felt that and I can take a moment and appreciate that.
That was Just One Thing with Dr. Kelly McGonigal, taking a moment after she wakes up to set her intention and align herself with a greater sense of purpose as she moves through the day. If you would like more simple practices for greater well-being, I'd recommend Dr. Hansen's Just One Thing newsletter. If you'd like to learn more about the newsletter, I've included a link to it in the description of today's episode. So we hope you'll join us again next week when we'll be back with another full-length episode. Until then, thanks for listening.